Hello everyone, welcome back to the Mike Armstrong Welsh Dragon podcast show. And this evening I'm going to just talk about the Rugby World Cup, really. So this weekend seen New Zealand beat Argentina and South Africa just beat England to make it to the Rugby World Cup final. And it was really interesting Rugby World Cup this year because at the end of the group stages there was Northern Hemisphere teams topping the group with France topping the group one, and there was Wales topping group two, there was Ireland topping group two, Wales topping group three, and England topping group four. And I think that was the first time ever in the Rugby World Cup, Northern Hemisphere teams all topped the groups. But, you know, ultimately, other than England against Fiji, the three teams who topped the groups all lost in the quarterfinals, which was, a bit of a flip in fortunes. And then obviously England was the only one who went on to win their quarterfinals against Fiji, with Ireland losing to the All Blacks. You had Wales losing to Argentina, and you had France losing to South Africa. And then obviously England went on to lose against South Africa, and Argentina lost against New Zealand, leaving it a New Zealand-South Africa final. Now, these are the two most successful rugby nations in the world. So, you know, I think just the mindset is a big thing when it comes to winning or losing. I think on ability, often teams can have very similar ability, can be at the same level. But I think confidence, belief, willingness not to give in, never to give in, is what separates the true sort of champions from the rest, the contenders. And I think that's what this Rugby World Cup has demonstrated, really, is that no matter what your ability is, there's always that little bit extra that you need in order to win tournaments, win World Cups, and that often is the mindset, the mentality. You know, even 12 games coming into the Rugby World Cup unbeaten for Ireland, they still didn't quite have the ability and the belief and the will to win that the All Blacks demonstrated. They just lost out. That confidence in being there, done it, and got the T-shirt, just seen the All Blacks over the line, even though on paper and in reality, Ireland have got the same sort of ability as the All Blacks. It just didn't come out on the day. And I think, England again, were ahead against South Africa for a whole match. But then South Africa did whatever they needed to do, got whatever they needed to get in order to, take the victory right at the end. So it's teams and their winning mentality and their willingness not to lose, not to roll over. I think these things are the little bits of differences between, real true champions and the also-rans, really. So, I just wanted to come on and talk about that, really. It's going to be a great final coming up on Saturday. Before that, we've got the third, fourth place playoff between Argentina and England. I think England should be probably favourites for that one, but who knows? It'll be an interesting game Friday night. That's the 27th. And then Saturday the 28th from 7 o'clock, I think it's on the TV from. I'm not sure if it's 7:45 or 8 o'clock kickoff, but it'll be the World Cup final between between South Africa and New Zealand in France. And they've both have won three World Cups each. So whoever wins the fourth now on Saturday will be able to lay claim for the next 4 years at least to be the strongest and most successful, the best rugby nation in the world. So it's going to be an interesting game, a lot to play for. I, for one, will be watching. Hope you are too. Hope you've enjoyed the Rugby World Cup. For me, it's been great. It's been interesting. And let's see who wins. Nothing else to say other than have a good day. I know I will. And thanks very much for listening. Cheers. Bye-bye.